This is Only a Game. I'm John Wertheim. My guest is the author of a new children's book of poetry about sports. He's also the host of NPR's Only a Game. Bill Littlefield, welcome to the program. Thanks for taking the time.
John, it's great to be back on the program.
Little role reversal here. As anyone who's done these book publicity tours know, the first sort of throwaway question you often get is, what made you want to write this book? But in this case, I'm authentically curious. This is a book of sports poetry that's very deftly delivered. But whatever motivated you to do this, Bill?
It was purely fun. I've been writing doggerel for a long time, and I thought, wouldn't it be fun to provide something in the vein of Dr. Seuss and Shel Silverstein that parents and kids might enjoy reading together? And then my publisher said, hey, come on, this is for parents, even if the kids are in the other room. So I hope it works for both of them.
But it's funny you mentioned something different, because you think about it, and sports has these biblical themes, and games have meter and rhythm, and there's sort of all these elements that lend themselves to verse. Are you surprised that the sort of the overlap between sports and poetry isn't denser?
Well, you know, it starts with Homer, as far as I know. He wrote about boxing, and he's pretty good poet. But you're right. There is a lot of stuff, and it ranges from genuinely good poetry in some cases to Casey at the Bat on the other end of the spectrum. So I feel like perhaps I have made a small place for myself in a grand tradition.
This book also is this great blend of sort of whimsy, but also some more serious themes. And I'm curious, I kept thinking about how you executed this just as a matter of process. I mean, not being a poet by profession. Did you say, here's my day, I'm going to write about basketball today? Or these works that you came back to over the course of a few days, like a crossword puzzle? How did this work, especially as someone who doesn't do this as a day job?
Well, first of all, they were written over a long period of time. This book began to take shape some years ago, and I would write one and have some fun with it and hand it to my wife across the kitchen table, and she'd say, hey, this is pretty good. Why don't you do some more? And I think she had in mind that there might actually finally be a book. And lo and behold, that's what happened.
There's something so winsome and endearing about so many of these, but I also feel as though your illustrator did write by you. How did you hook up with Stephen Corin?
My illustrator, Steve Corin, and I were old friends. As a matter of fact, after I got out of graduate school many years ago and couldn't find a job, he and I painted houses for about 6 months together. And I knew that he had developed into being a terrific graphic artist and computer graphics guy. And he has this motif of African masks that pops up throughout the book, which is kind of simultaneously scary and funny. And just a lot of goofy stuff, too. He has a cricket with a cricket bat that I am particularly fond of.
My most important question, did you ever find a word that rhymed with golf?
Listeners have sent in all kinds of terrible suggestions of words that rhyme with golf, but the best one was Red Rolf. So I suppose if I wanted to go back far enough in sports history, I could stick him in there and he'd rhyme with golf.
I'm thinking it's sports equivalent of orange.
Yeah, but, exactly. Exactly right.
Bill, do you have something from Take Me Out you could read for us right now?
Yeah, I would like to read one that perhaps speaks to the way that as a culture we tend to take sports too seriously and encourage especially young boys to take sports too seriously at too early an age. This one is called Mom, I'm Gonna Be a Star. Mom, I'm gonna be a star. I love you, child, for what you are. But I will make $1 million generating hoots and hollers. All the fans will shout my name. Maybe, child, and all the same, I will love you all my days if you do or don't win praise. Mom, I'll build a house for you, and it'll have an ocean view. That, my child, would be quite grand. Now sit with me and hold my hand, and know, in case you don't succeed, it's time for you to learn to read.
It's time for you to read Take Me Out by Bill Littlefield. You can read an excerpt of the book at onlyagame.org. Best of luck with the book and also that radio show you do.
Well, thanks, John. I think maybe it's time for me to get back to it. You're listening to Only a Game.